Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this crazy world, one day at a time. Let's face it, we live in an age where distractions are basically oxygen. Phones buzzing, notifications pinging, emails flooding in. It feels like our brains are constantly being pulled in a million different directions. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, desperately trying to keep up? You know that feeling when you sit down to tackle a task, and suddenly you're lost in the vortex of social media? That's what we're talking about today. How to stay focused in a world full of distractions. Now, I'm not here to preach about digital detox or tell you to live like a monk on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty tempting sometimes. We're aiming for balance, finding ways to harness the power of technology without letting it hijack our minds. Think of it as training your focus muscle, getting stronger and sharper with practice. Here are five key things to remember when you feel your attention slipping. First, know your weaknesses. What are your biggest distractions? Is it social media, email, or maybe even those random YouTube rabbit holes we all fall into? Once you identify the culprits, you can start creating strategies to minimize their impact. Think of it like a game. You're playing defense against those sneaky distractions. Second, schedule your focus. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time in your day specifically for deep work. Treat these blocks as sacred time, free from interruptions. Turn off notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and let everyone know you're entering focus mode. You'd be surprised how much can get accomplished when you give yourself dedicated, uninterrupted time. Third, break it down. Big tasks can feel overwhelming, leading to procrastination and distraction. Break them down into smaller, more manageable chunks. It's like tackling a mountain, one step at a time. Each mini victory keeps you motivated and moving forward. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Fourth, take strategic breaks. I know it seems counterintuitive, but stepping away from your work can actually boost your focus when you return. Short bursts of activity or relaxation can clear your head and give you fresh perspective. Think of it as recharging your battery. You need those breaks to keep going strong. And finally, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Notice when your mind wanders and gently guide it back to the task at hand. It's like training a puppy. Consistent guidance leads to better behavior. Mindfulness techniques can help you develop that mental muscle, making it easier to stay focused even in the most distracting environments. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're working on an important project, maybe a presentation, a blog post, or that book you've always wanted to write. You sit down, excited to dive in, but then your phone starts buzzing with notifications. A new email pops up. You catch yourself scrolling through social media before you know it. Sound familiar? That's the siren song of distraction calling. Now, imagine you use these techniques. You set a timer for 25 minutes of focused work and another 5-minute break. Before starting your work, you turn off all notifications and close unnecessary tabs. During your break, you go for a quick walk or do some stretches to clear your head. When your mind wanders, you gently bring it back to the task at hand. Suddenly, that project feels less daunting and you're making real progress. You've conquered the distraction monster. See? It's not about eliminating distractions completely, it's about managing them effectively. So, let's recap. We talked about knowing your weaknesses, scheduling focus time, breaking down big tasks, taking strategic breaks, and practicing mindfulness. Remember, staying focused is a skill that takes practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep honing that mental muscle. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little help staying on track in this crazy world. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep conquering your goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.